Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business. This is the podcast for you if you are a solo business owner and you need some support and you need some help and you need a friendly voice in your ear. I'm here. And today I am here to help you stay motivated, stay focused, and be accountable as a solo business owner. Because, you know, that's one of the things about working for yourself, right? It's absolutely the most fantastic thing that you can possibly do. It's also, you know, boundaries get a bit blurred, lines get a bit blurred. Yeah, the structure maybe just isn't quite the same as when you had a job. I mean, yeah. Actually, I'm pretty structured. I was just going to say I'm terrible at that, but actually that's not true. And if I was terrible at it, then who would I be to support you on making a difference? I was just thinking about today. Today's been one of those days that I just feel like I haven't really achieved much. It's you know, you have those days. I haven't done any washing. I did the washing, procrastinated for doing some washing and hung it out a couple of days ago. But it's just, you know, when you just don't really get anywhere. And one of the hardest things about being working on your own is that there's no one to help with that. You know, there's no, if you work in an office, if you have, you know, if you have a job and you're part of a team and all of this, then you can just say to whoever sits next to you or whoever, you know, else in the office, just, what do you think about, I can't do this. How am I, you know, that kind of stuff. But when you're on your own, you know, talking to the cat turns out isn't all that helpful, as nice as that is. And so it's kind of, you know, you can kind of get a bit lost sometimes. So I thought it would be really helpful to you to do an episode of this Life in Business podcast to help you be your own boss, right? Be your own best boss. Not because you need a boss, but because that kind of little level of detachment actually can be really, really helpful. One thing that I talk about quite a bit with my clients is separating yourself from the business. And that's something that I probably find one of the hardest things, actually, because I am my business, right? My business is Libby Langley. My website is libbylangley.com. Everything you'll find is Libby Langley, right? So it's all under my name. And so separating yourself from that when you are the business, which you might well be too if you're a service provider, you know, then it can be really, it can be mentally just almost impossible to do that, right? But there are ways of doing it. And I'm going to tell you what those are. The thing to remember, though, is that you are not your business, right? You are essential to your business. But you're not defined by your business, right? You're still a person outside of whatever you deliver within your business. It's really important. And your self-worth as a human being is not measured by how many sales you make or how many email subscribers you have, okay? It's completely, completely separate. And if you're able to think about your business more as a business than your entire being, that's going to help you, right? So, you know, the people, you've probably heard the expression of, you know, step into your CEO shoes, which I'm not a mega fan of because I think it's corporate speak, right? Because you can run a really effective business sitting at home in your slippers, like me. You don't have to wear different shoes and you don't have to call yourself a CEO, right? So I just needed to kind of address that because I don't like the language of it. However, the ethos of it, I do agree with, which is to be a business owner, right? To be your own business leader, to be the boss. And that means that you have to be responsible for staying motivated, for being focused, for being accountable. And you have to kind of sometimes treat yourself like a bit of an employee, right? And say things, no, not say things that are boss, because that makes it sound like you just, you know, in a, what's that film? Bad Bosses, Horrible Bosses. No, we don't want that. But it's about just stepping back from the emotion of it all. That's what I mean here, really. And just going, come on now, you know, just bloody get this done or give up trying. Because that sitting at your desk, procrastifaffing for an entire day when nothing has been achieved, just doesn't achieve anything. It's utterly pointless, right? And if you work out your sales on, if you do it as an hourly rate, in that you very simply take the amount of sales you've made, or your turnover is, and divide that by the amount of hours that you work a week. Yeah, if you just didn't faff for an hour, already your hourly rate goes up, right? So this is the difference, because if you're in a job and you're paid a salary and you faff for an hour, you get paid anyway. Not to say that anybody who has a job faffs ever, and I would never have done that if I was in a job. But, you know, it's like, you know, you work 9 to 5 or whatever you do in a job. And it's so long ago since I had one. And, you know, you're not going to start a massive new task at 4:30, are you? If you're finishing at 5, probably not even at 4 o'clock. So you do a bit of busy work for an hour and it doesn't really matter. But if you do the same, what's the point of doing the same thing in your own business when you're not going to make any money, you're not going to get paid for that hour? It makes no sense, right? So this is why you have to be your own boss. You know, be your own, yeah, be your own kind of champion and cheerleader as well, for sure. But, okay. I wanted to talk about some of the struggles that are, the reality of the struggles, you know, of working for yourself. Because it's honestly, I mean, it's the best thing in the entire world because of the freedom and choice and flexibility and all of this. But oh my God, it's the hardest thing in the world, because you can't just rock up and get paid if you're having a bad day. You know, you've kind of always got to be on your A game, or at least your B or C game, in order to make anything happen. You've got to drive it all. And that constant need to be motivated, need to be kind of shiny, is really, really draining, right? It's really tough. And I don't want to in any way try and diminish that or whitewash that, gloss over it, gaslight that, you know? That's a fact. That's a reality of being in business. However, there are ways that you can make it easier, right? So the struggle is that kind of with no boss, and it does make bosses sound awful. I was a good boss, you know, but with no boss, nobody holding you to account, right? This is the thing. With no deadlines, really, unless they're imposed by a client, in which case they're not your deadlines, and not necessarily any urgency with stuff, because you're the master of your own destiny, right? You know, mañana, mañana, which is cool if you decide that's how you're going to run your business. But if you're questioning why you haven't got the clients or the turnover or the profit that you want, and you are very laissez-faire about what you're actually doing, you know, or not being honest with yourself or what you're actually achieving each day, that's where your disconnect is, right? So you've got to hold yourself to account. But more than anything, you've got to be honest with what's kind of not right in the business. So, do you know, I've written some notes and I cannot read what that word says. It looks like Adrian, but I don't know what it says. So I'll just gloss over that particular thing. Who knows? See, this is the thing. This is the thing with working on your own, is that you can't necessarily read your own writing, and there's no one to say, what were we saying in that meeting, right? So, okay. So the dream, I think that's what it says, this is a dream. The dream and the challenge is like the two sides of having your own business, yeah? It's an absolute dream because, you get to make all the choices and you get to buy the notebooks that you want and not get the ones out the stationery cupboard, and you get to go to the post office during the day. But that total flexibility is sometimes too much. And it is a challenge. And it's a challenge that you have to learn how to balance. And I think the pitfalls of that are, you know, they're productivity pitfalls, right, aren't they? There's a lack of structure. There's decision fatigue. And there's procrastination, which we all know and love so well. But without the deadlines, the urgency, the structure, I would say, and without the fact that anybody is checking on you, you've got to step into that role of checking on yourself. You have to balance the dream and the challenge, right? You have to be aware of the pitfalls, and you have to just know what you're doing. I mean that you have to know what you're physically doing at any given moment in time. And you, if it's nothing, acknowledge that it's nothing and either continue doing it and let yourself have a bit of nothing time, or stop doing it, because it's just not achieving anything. And I am absolutely not a hard taskmaster, driving force, you know, whip yourself until you drop kind of, that's not what I'm talking about here at all. But it is, you just want to have a bit of separation between work and life, or you end up just working. And like I say, if you divide your turnover by the number of hours that you're actually working, probably not a lot of money, yeah? Might be loads of money, in which case, yay! But it's probably not a lot of money. It's probably horrifying, actually, if you do it. Like today, you know, I've just, for some reason, have found myself a bit overwhelmed and a bit kind of like knowing I'm just not really achieving anything. I mean, I've got loads done. I do work at a rate that's about 100 times what other people do. I know that because my brain works so fast that I'm like, right, done, next, done, next, done, next. And yet still, there's quite a lot of things I want to get done. Therefore, I feel like I'm not getting anywhere. But I know I am very, very hard on myself in that regard. And I'm not saying to you to be hard on yourself, but I'm saying to keep yourself in check, yeah? Just know what you're doing. And if it helps, do a kind of time log. This is what I did. This is I was on Canva for 2 hours, but doesn't it look pretty? Yeah, not an effective use of your time. You could be doing something else that would achieve more. And the important thing about this is it will give you the freedom that you're craving. You're the one who can change all this, right? You're absolutely the one who can change all this. Some ways that you could actually implement some change is to implement some ways that you can stay focused and you can stay self-motivated. And I wouldn't say every day, right? No, because some days are just not, it ain't going to work, right? Some days you just need to go to back to bed or watch, you know, Married at First Sight on repeat or something. That's okay. But if you, on the days when your mind is in it and you're kind of bringing your A, B or C game, then you can do something like setting your own office hours, right? I find that really helpful. I generally am at my desk. I work from my desk, right? That's one thing that makes a difference to me. I work from my desk. I have my two enormous computer screens. I have my desktop. I have an office space at home, and I work from this room. And it's also where I record my podcast and I do all my stuff. So when I'm not working, I'm not in the room. And it doesn't mean to say, so I differentiate between kind of work and not work and work. So when I'm in my office, I'm doing stuff. I am recording podcasts. I'm writing content. I am doing some tech thing behind the scenes. I'm writing emails. I'm setting up sales pages. I don't know, you know, dealing with my finances. I'm doing things, particular tasks. And the reason I do all those is because it's just so much easier to have two massive screens than to do it on a laptop. That just doesn't work for me. But that's not to say I don't work at other times, because I'll often work. I start work pretty much as soon as I wake up, to be honest, because my brain is going. And I might write down some ideas, but I will certainly check my emails and respond to a few things. And also, you know, check on my social media stuff and reply to that. I might share some social media content if there's something on my mind. So that's, to me, that's almost like a different thing, because I can do that anywhere. And it doesn't have to be done on a particular date and time. It's like the flexible stuff. So the bits and bobs like that, you know, I'll probably do on my phone while I'm watching the telly or still in bed in the morning or whatever. But the kind of work I do at my desk. And so my office hours, I'm generally speaking at my desk by 9:30. Oh, 10. 10 is more likely, isn't it? if we're being really honest here. And then once it gets to 3:00, I don't pressure myself to do anything else. So if I've done the things that I want to, I down tools and go and do something else. Or allow myself to do that. But often what happens is that I will be into something and I will continue. But it's not very often, once a week maybe, that I'm at my desk past 4:00. Because I don't want to be. Because that's my choice, right? And I certainly would never have calls before 9:30 in the morning or after 3:00. I think maybe 3:30. But they will all be finished by 4:00. Because I don't want to. Because it's my business. And so I've set very clearly those office hours. So I am kind of quite focused during that time, despite saying I've faffed about today, which I haven't. I've done loads of stuff. I need to just be kinder to myself. But, you know, I don't set myself a 9-to-5, because if I wanted to work 9-to-5, I'd get a job and get a pension and get all those other things you don't get when you're self-employed. And that's the choice, right? So you get to choose that. Right. And it doesn't matter where you work. I find it really helpful to have a designated space, but I appreciate that comes from a place of privilege to be able to do that. But, you know, you need to do what works for you and what you are able to do. And what I've already said, really, in part, is this kind of CEO mindset, which, like I say, I'm not mad keen on, but, you know, you're the boss of the business, right? You're the boss of the business. And that mindset changes everything, really. So if you treat your business like a business and not a hobby, and if you treat yourself like the boss, who then delegates to yourself the other jobs that you have. But if you actually have that kind of mindset, and it's a business, not a hobby, and time is money, you know, all those other expressions that there are, that's going to make a massive difference. It's really going to help you stay focused and self-motivated and be self-motivated. It really is just, you know, it's a business, it's not a hobby. You're not at people's beck and call. You're delivering on agreed agreements, agreed objectives. That's one word I'm looking for. That's what you're doing. You've got agreed objectives with your clients. You will do something in exchange for what they pay you, right? Like I do with my clients. And then there will be also things that you do in order to achieve that. So there'll be marketing, there'll be some financial stuff, you know, there'll be funnels to set up, maybe there'll be lots of things, right? But it all should point to the money-making aspect of your business, because it's a business. And when you talk about money, it often feels, people are like, oh, I don't like charging people for what I do. Do it as a hobby then. But you can't do it as a hobby because you've got a mortgage to pay. So do it like a business and offer some stuff for free to some people. Yeah? But you've got to treat your business like a business. Otherwise, it becomes utterly pointless and becomes the most excruciatingly draining thing that you will ever do in your entire life. That's not cool. We don't want that. So you can set yourself some goals that actually help you move forward. I've done lots of episodes on goals before, so do have a look back and find those. Done whole episodes on how to set goals that you'll stick to, because it's really important. But the goals, you need to have your big overall goal, and then you need to be able to break that down into action points, like mini goals that you can achieve, right? And you can put into place and that will actually keep you moving forward. And you can tick them off. Yes, it's a to-do list, but it's also, if something's on your to-do list, then it is important for moving your business forward. Otherwise, it should not be on your to-do list because it's procrastinating. Yes, it's not something that needs to happen. So those are some really great ways on how you can stay focused and you can stay motivated. One of the difficult things, though, is accountability with all of that. All of that, everything I've just said is fine. But how do you keep yourself accountable when you work alone? I mean, it's tough. I do an assortment of things. I mean, you know, I'm autistic, so ADHD, so I find focus, when focus is there, really, like, the stopping is the harder thing. So I don't know how your brain works, but you might be the same in that you can, oh my God, when you're hyper-focusing, you can whiz through stuff. But when you're like not feeling it, can't be bothered. Yeah. So give yourself some self-imposed deadlines that actually work. What are the things in your business that actually need to happen? Right? What needs to happen? For me, I need to, this in order to kind of keep the world's wheels turning, though, I have to turn up for my client calls, right? I have to do my podcast each week or batch them, whichever I'm doing. I have to send out my emails about my podcast and, you know, general interest useful emails. If you don't get those, by the way, you should maybe get those. If you go to libbylangley.com/email, then you can sign up for my emails and I'll send you some interesting and useful stuff. So, you know, there's certain things that have to happen each week in my business. So they go in my calendar. It's as easy as that. And then they have to happen. They do happen because they're in my calendar like a meeting. So that's how I give myself self-imposed deadlines. And they actually work. And a lot of that then becomes habit, right? I know that there are certain things that I'll do each day. And I don't allow creep. So I don't allow calls, people to book calls with me on Mondays, because Mondays is the day that I get a lot of stuff done on the business, right? So don't allow kind of creep there. And also, and if you stick to that, you'll be fine. There's also, of course, things like co-working. There's things like masterminds. There's things like peer check-in that you can do. You can come and join my Confidence to Grow coaching space, and accountability is a big part of that. People sharing, I want to achieve this. And then, you know, me and the other people in there are like, how did it go? Have you done it? And people asking you that, you know, or knowing that people are going to ask you that, that makes you get stuff done, right? So accountability is really, a really important thing. Finding your external space to do that is really important. And I just want to say a little bit about wins. So tracking your wins, even if they're tiny, right? Tiny wins are still, they add up to massive wins. They're things that keep you consistent and keep you confident, right? I have a number of things that I track on post-it notes, because I love a post-it note, because I need things to be visible, right? This is another thing. This is about the accountability. I need things to be visible or I forget about them. So I've got an assortment of quite complicated spreadsheets for my finances because they make me happy to deal with. But tracking numbers of things, honestly, I have post-it notes stuck up next to my desk because then I will actually do them and I'll actually be able to go, whoa, look at that. So number of email subscribers, number of podcast listeners, number of books sold. There's various things that I know will, if they increase, my sales will increase accordingly, right? I know all of that. And I also have a big chart, an enormous post-it note. I love post-it notes, but this one's enormous, up on the wall with spaces for the number of people I want to come and work with me, come and join Confidence to Grow this year. And it's just lovely being able to fill that in. I find that incredibly motivating. And also, it's not overwhelming because there's a set number, right? There's 18 spaces for 2025. And that's not too many, that's not overwhelming, but it's enough to keep me motivated to know that stuff needs to happen in order to make that happen, right? But it's great. So tracking that stuff and celebrating those achievements is, you know, celebrating a new client is a big thing that you can celebrate, but celebrating the small things. You got an extra 10 listeners to your podcast. You got an extra 10 subscribers on your email list. Woo! You know, let's do something to celebrate that. Let's at least acknowledge it, because that's what would happen in a workplace. Right? This is what you have to think about. And finally, I just want to talk a bit about kindness, self-kindness, right? You've got to be a kind but effective boss to yourself. And there's a balance between discipline and flexibility, right? You don't need to be a hard boss to yourself. You don't need to be a hard taskmaster, but you have to be focused on what you want to achieve, how you're going to achieve it, and then actually doing the stuff, okay? But But you just need to hold yourself accountable and stop yourself faffing about as much as, you know, I'm sure you're capable of if you really let yourself. Also, it's really important that you don't get burnt out this, right? It's a danger of being self-employed because you can work all the time, but it doesn't mean that you should. So set your office hours, decide what you want to do, how much time that's going to take, and then focus on that, right? Because burnout is not what we want to achieve here at all. Thank you very much. We want you to have happy, healthy, long lives. So that's how you can be your best own boss. That's how you can stay motivated. It's how you can stay focused and accountable when you're a solo business owner. I'd love to know what ideas you've had from listening to this and what it's kind of sparked for you and what you think you might change, what you might implement, what you might cut out. I'd love to know because there's a lot of stuff in today's episode. So feel free to share with me on Instagram. I'm at Libby Langley. Find me on LinkedIn. I'm Libby Langley. Or just be really old school and drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Lots of love. And I'm going to see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.